morning. This is Randy.
Good morning, Randy. Randy, this is Paul. I'm calling you here from Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
Yeah, it's going well, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I appreciate you asking. So I did want to follow up with you. It's been a little less than a month since we originally spoke, but when we did speak back then, you were thinking that you might at some point maybe pay for a longer term, save a little bit more money, a 3-month prepay at this point. If we were to prorate what you've already paid, you'd be looking at $401 for the next 2 months. So that would be a $200.50 a month if you wanted to kind of prepay for the remaining 2 months, being that you kind of already did pay, you know, the $299 on that first month with that one-time setup fee as well. If you were looking to just say, hey, I'll do 3 months from here at $700, that's the number that we're working with here. The $299 minus the $700.
Okay.
I mean, is it something you'd want to do just to save a little bit extra money? You save like almost $100 a month instead of.
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, that's a sensible thing.
Right. So like I said, a couple of options for you to prepay for 3 months right now would get you 3 months at $700, or to prorate what you've already paid, you'd be looking at $401 for the next 2 months.
Okay.
Which of those would you think would be a better fit for you?
Probably the better one if it saves me more money, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, you've already paid into the 3 months, so you'd be looking at $401 for 2 months. You're looking at $200.50. That would be for the next 2 months. If you prepay for 3 months. I mean, it ends up being $233 a month, but you get 3 months. I guess it's about the same. I don't know if there's an overall savings, because you're still looking at
savings in the 2 months.
It's
$30, $32 savings if I do it for 2 months instead of 3.
A month, because you've already paid, you know, the larger portion of that. It still works out to be $700 for 3 months. Regardless of I guess you'd have to get
okay.
The money back. Yeah. So would you want to do the 401 today?
Sure.
Okay. So that means it's going to bill for 401 today, and then your next billing date would be 2 months from, actually 2 months from the 23rd would be when it would bill again. So it would not bill at all in October. And then it would bill in November, on November 23rd. It would be scheduled to default back to the $299, but I can always call you then and see if you wanted to, you know, do 3 months or 6 months. I mean, 1 year saves you the most.
I find value in what you're doing. I really do, Paul. So please,
yeah.
I want you to know that.
I appreciate that.
The hard part about it is what you guys are doing, what you're doing a good job, is that there's two dealerships are two sunroom places in my area that are above me that are out of business.
Yeah. I mean,
not much I can do about that.
There isn't. There really isn't, except to make you as relevant or more relevant, and then you leapfrog over them. But, I mean, I don't understand it. It's been explained to me, but I don't understand why Google won't clean things up. If we know that the business is not in business anymore, if you call that number and it doesn't ring anymore, and no one answers the phone anymore, I mean, the whole thing that Google is trying to accomplish is, you know, to maintain a good reputation for themselves too, you know, to make sure that the businesses that are listed on that first page are actual legitimate businesses that are in business and answer the phone and provide quality service. But I still don't understand the reasoning behind not having businesses that are closed come down right away. But, I mean, making you relevant and keeping you relevant, and the more phone calls you get, the more clicks to the content that we create, you will displace those companies. It just does take a little bit longer. Like I said, we are Google partners, but we're not Google. Everything that we do has to be, you know, by Google guidelines and standards, but then kind of on the Google time frame. And one thing we cannot do is remove businesses that are that are on Google, we could just make you more relevant and displace them over time. So the card that we've got on file, that's the one you still want to use. It's the Visa yes. ending 6737. All righty. So we'll be processing that payment of 401 today. 401 would be the payment today. And then, like I said, your next payment won't bill at all in October. Your next payment will be, and it won't bill September either, other than today. The 23rd won't bill. It'll bill today, and then next payment is November 23rd. It does default to the 299, but I can always call you then, or you can call us. You can do 3 months is 700. I think 6 months is 1300, so you save an extra 100 off of that. 2500 for the entire year if you ever wanted to prepay at that point. Hopefully things are going well, and we've displaced those other two businesses, and you might want to, you know, go for an even longer term. Like I said, on the 23rd of November, it would be defaulting back to the month-to-month at 299. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Pleasure speaking with you again, Randy. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul. You take care.
Take care. All righty. Bye-bye.